Micah? Are you angry because you fear so what your story on KPFT may not be getting enough support? Is that the cause of your rage, Michael? Don't kill. Call 713-526-5738 or go online, Michael, to kpft.org. Then to donations, then indicate how you will pay, Michael, and then scroll to So What's Your Story as the show you love, the show you wish to support. Nobody's laughing. Is that what you're telling me? Nobody is laughing in here. All right, great. Okay, pretty lame, but take a tip from Dr. Loomis and help make your pledge to back So What's Your Story right now at 713-526-5738. Jam KPFT, the only program originating in Houston that is devoted entirely to storytelling. Right here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM. And you will have through Saturday to make your pledge, but pump up our Halloween show and make it memorable with your generous donations. I want to thank John and Walter for getting this party started with their generous pledge. And, you know, we have a goal of $800, ambitious to be sure, but we've done it before thanks to you, our listeners, fueled by the passion for storytelling, the kind you will only find here on listener-sponsored, corporate-free 90.1 KPFT, 90.3 in Livingston, and 91.9 of our friends in Huntsville. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubicek, with professionally ambidextrous Shannon McCurchy, not laughing at all at my lame imitation. And you're just sitting there, Brenda, my guest, sitting there, not knowing what to even say. That was so talented. I know. We want to bring you the miracle of human moments and the magic of enchanted worlds, always live, and it's only here on So What's Your Story. It's a perfect Halloween Eve. Signaled not only by replacing our very cool signature Clouds Below Your Knees by Ray Lynch with John Carpenter's theme from Halloween, followed by my lame imitation of Donald Pleasance, but because of the very menacing style of my guest storyteller, Brenda Valdivia. Native Houstonian, Brenda's been doing comedy, improv, and storytelling for over a decade. And you will currently find her at Station Theater with her improv troupe, Dr. Cop, and online with her podcast, Do What Now?, where she discusses successful habits, creative skills, life lessons, and God knows what else. But Brenda is also a member of the Houston Storytellers Guild and, most important, a former student. So clearly, she is exceptionally well-trained and will accept perfection. Isn't that right, Brenda?
I'm just here for the extra credit.
Way too late for that. You never really came to class anyway, so you really do need it. You did need extra credit, but nevertheless, I'm glad you're here, and we'll have to make a few things up. Brenda, what is an example of a successful habit?
Well, it's something that I still have to Google the answer for, to be honest. But I personally found with the people I've discussed the topic with, it's not so much what the habit is and what you do on the daily basis, but awareness that there's a goal behind it. So such as telling ghost stories around a campfire to one day tell them on the radio.
Yeah, very good. And here you are doing just that. Well, tell us a little bit about Station Theater. I don't think a lot of people are familiar with that.
Oh, Station Theater is my second home. It's on 1230 Houston Avenue, right in off of the Houston, in the Washington area.
Right. Oh, everything's on the Washington area. You know, the pedal bar is on Washington Avenue.
Right where we need to be. And I absolutely love it. I fell in love doing improv comedy there. And there's free classes every Friday at 7:30.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And you love it.
Oh,
I know you're a member of the guild and you talk about it with such passion. I love that. Now, you love comedy, but tonight you are going to do something a little bit different given the eve of Halloween. You've got a couple of yarns that we're about to hear, and I understand they're a little scary, right?
Ooh, yes. Hopefully they're going to know.
Yeah, we'll scare people into calling, all right? Just scare them into calling, 713-526-5738. This is what you are paying for. Brenda Valdivia, you've got a story that you want to tell us, and it's called Night tale, correct?
Yes, it's a classic retelling of a North American folktale. It was suggested to me as a joke, but, you know, the more that time went on, the more I realized how great it was to tell in it around a campfire in the deep, dark woods, and I hope you like it.
Let's imagine we're in the deep, dark woods. Ooh. You want some background music?
Sure, go for it.
You want some? Does that help, Brenda? Does that put you in the mood? Okay, good. Because we're pretty resourceful here, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay, I'm glad you're laughing. She was a little tense before. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Night Tale. It was 3 a.m. when David crawled out of the flipped-over Suburban through a shattered driver's side window. The smell of gasoline pouring into his wet legs and his confusion as a car horn blared into the dark woods, desperate for help and a tow truck. As David attempted to stand, he spotted the wall of trees all around him and realized his SUV didn't just violently spin and take out the guardrail and when it landed on its side, but also flew deep, deep down into the woods. And now he was stuck there with all the mud and trees. And as the horn blare died away, a rhythmic sound began to reveal itself. Table, where is table? David stood very still. Very, very still. An unclassified terror began to fill him, and as the rhythm became words, it continued to grow stronger and louder from deep beyond the trees. Daily Bow, Daily Bow, where's my Daily Bow? David ran from the sound, his legs heavy and sloppy in the mud and roots. Every look over his shoulder sent excruciating pain down his whiplash neck. David ran from the vehicle that was his murder weapon, ran from the broken whiskey bottle from his front passenger seat, ran from the animal he drunkenly slammed into that was big enough to send an SUV off a 10-foot drop, ran from the rageful man of the pet he's just killed, ran from the voice that seemed to circle around him, cornering him back to the scene of his crime. Daily Bow, Daily Bow, where's my Daily Bow? David ran until his lungs burst inside of him, his adrenaline flood into a pain and drunkenness. I don't know where it is, I'm sorry, it just ran across the road. Silence. You shouldn't have let your animals wander alone anyway. Nothing. He wandered through the woods. The trees seemed to block his view of the road, and the only light was dimming headlights that slowly began to flicker and blacken. Thoughts of how to explain his car to his insurance company and police started to float in his mind. Maybe the man gave up. Maybe he went home to take care of his cat, dog, cow. It was big, he thought. And as the hours slowly broke away, he walked back slowly and quietly, and seeing the sky pinken into the dawn gave him a reassurance that throwing away the bottle was a good idea, and maybe even a fully formed story about carjacking and heroics, maybe even a bit of fame, who knows. And yet when he arrived back and saw the total loss of his Suburban, he knew he should have just left it all behind. The pale cold light showed all the blood on the tires that splashed on its side, the blood that did not belong to David. And there, trapped between the grill and the trunk of the tree, was the longest tail David had ever seen, at least 6 feet long, smooth and black, a snakeskin with a long, thin trail of barbs, yellow and sharp. David forgot the bottle, the insurance claim, the story, as he stupidly pulled out the tail and felt its full weight pull him down, his mind empty for a moment, as when he looked over his machine and saw a massive outline of a beast, large enough to block out the dawn in the sky. David had no last thought as the beast growled, Daily Bow.
Oh, Beautifully told. This started off as a joke, you said?
It's an actual ghost story. It's called Telepo.
Yeah, North American. But you said it started off as a joke.
Yeah, it's a children's story.
It's a children's story? Yeah, just like the Brothers Grimm, yes. Right? Yeah, they started off with some children's stories, too. People chopping off their legs and stuff like that. Wow. Listen, if you don't know us, let me give you the short course. So what's your story? Puts the spotlight on soul-inspiring tellers, people just like Brenda, who take us on astounding journeys with revealing personal stories to fanciful folk tales and everything in between. These tellers tell stories for the reason they eat and sleep, because they have to. There's no hyperbole here. We've had professional tellers grace our studios. They're all terrific. Many think the best around. But most of our guests are simply awesome people with extraordinary stories to tell, having a story to tell. That's what we're about on So What's Your Story? And you already know that because when I started this show years ago as an open journal segment, you said, Hank, you know what? Once a month isn't enough. We want it every week. Well, we've got it, so let's keep it that way. And all we have to do to make that happen is for you to call 713-526-5738, JAM-KPFT. And don't think that you're going to find what we do on other stations. Don't you dare, because those stations bring you fleeting moments. They dabble in storytelling, pre-recorded clips and that maybe originate from another place, and then like a flash, they flicker away faster than it came. Give us a call at 713-526-5738 and offer your pledge to one of our steadfast volunteers. And better still, become a KPFT member for $40 a year. We'll even bill you $3.34 every month. That's 11 cents a day, folks, much less than a cup of coffee. And get jump-started on your holiday shopping with our outstanding thank you gifts. And Shannon is going to tell you what these great premiums are. Shannon, please.
Hank, we have a two-for-one CD premium tonight. We are talking two CDs for $75 and one for $50. Scott Bumgardner, cowboy poet, storyteller, and retired cat, will have you laughing louder than the law allows when you listen to Texas Legacies, Texas a Cowboy Poetry, The Funky Bunky Gators, Fun Louisiana Tales. And those are his two options you can choose from. And also, there's the hilarious The Lies of Texas Are Upon You from award-winning Texas teller Sheila Starks Phillips. It's a must-have for the holidays. So call in with your $75 pledge and get two. And make it a special holiday for a storyteller in your life, or just keep it for yourself. And $100 down from $150, and we'll give you a year's membership to the Houston Storytellers Guild, the top-rated storytellers group in the state. So call us at 713-526-5738 at KPFT for those wonderful gifts.
Thank you, Shannon. You know, both Scott and Sheila have been on So What's Your Story a bundle of times, and they are always crowd favorites. They really are. And they are nationally renowned. They're just not local. They are national, and their reputations are absolutely well-deserved. So, again, give us a call, please, at 713-526-5738. If calling is not your thing, well, then go online at kpft.org, and then to donate now, choose your method of payment, and then scroll to So What's Your Story as the show you designate to be the one you want to support. Now, let's get this back to some scary stuff. It's scary enough that nobody's calling in, and I can't believe that. Folks, there is a revival of storytelling. What's going on out there?
Well,
hi, Bob.
It's Bob Gardner. You mentioned flashes and flickers, and if I could just take a moment, we're working on some flames out here.
Really?
Yes. I'd like to thank several people real
oh,
quick.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is incredible.
It is.
Bob, what can I tell you? I'm a lot happier than you think you are just jumping in here.
And
oh
they
my
have
gosh.
A warm heart.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I want to thank Robin for calling.
Thank you, Robin.
Very much. The new member. And that's a wonderful thing to always have some new blood. KPFT Energy. Yes.
Yeah.
And a friend, I think, Phil, called and made another generous donation.
I didn't know I had any friends either.
Thank
well,
you, Phil.
I'm
God,
friend.
That's amazing. Brenda, I have a friend.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
two
more. David.
Two more.
Called,
David.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And also, looks like you brought something in here from a Walter.
Excellent.
So
we
thank
did,
you
yes.
very much, all of you, for calling. So what's your story tonight? And I'll
thank
let you,
Bob.
Get back.
No, listen, listen. Interrupt any time. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I really appreciate okay. that. Thank you, Bob, and thank you all. That really is heartwarming. That is genuinely
yes.
heartwarming.
Yes,
I don't know what to
wonderful.
Do. I don't know if I want Brenda to tell a story, if
we
I want to cry
for
calls. I don't know. We can use a lot more calls. Yeah. Again, thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brenda, let's get back to another scary story. Let's really enjoy this one. This story is one that's been around a long time, and it is one that has a real cultural background. And, well, tell us about it.
It's the classic Mexican ghost story. There's as many different versions as there are towns and villages, and they all pretty much in yeah. the same way, though.
This is a great story, though, and I have to tell you that regardless of the version, this is a good good story. We're looking forward to it.
My favorite. La Llorona. She was beautiful. No one could deny that. Long black hair that went down to her knees. Hands that never worked a day in its life. Skin that never had to deal with the beating sun out in the fields. She was beautiful. She married young to the most handsome man in her town. Of course she did. They were beautiful, and from handsome marriages come handsome children, beautiful children with black hair and raven eyes, who played out in the sun, who splashed in the water, who ran in through the trees, who loved their mother and father, and was loved by their father in turn. She was never as beautiful as them, she thought. And a strange sensation came into her as one day she just got up and left. Wandering down the river, she came across another village, another town, far more prosperous, far bigger, far more interesting, and far richer. There she met a wealthy merchant whose success had spread out through different towns and even was known throughout a state. But he heard rumors of this woman too, beautiful, that left her children behind, and he said, I can't possibly marry someone who's been with someone else. Everything I own is new, and you should be new too. She claimed that she didn't have children, and in her rage she returned home. Returned where she came to. Returned to where she saw little hands and little feet running through the trees. And when they saw her, they came towards her, afraid and excited. They spoke to each other at night about her. Long black hair. Skin that was never in the sun. Beautiful. She was beautiful. And when they tried to hold her, she said, wait. You're covered in dust and dirt, and this dress is new. And how can I get this dress dirty and look so filthy in front of you and your father? Let's go to the river and wash up. So like good children, they followed her there and dove in, splashing here. Are we clean yet? Are we clean yet? No, not yet, not yet. Are we clean yet? No, not yet. And as she slipped into the water behind them, she finally said, okay. Now you're clean. And as they wrapped their little hands around her, she grabbed them and pushed down underneath the water. Little hands grasping out into the air. Desperate, desperate for life. Desperate for their mother. Until they slipped out and underneath the waves. There she was. And as the horror of what she had done began to fill her, she panicked and fled away from the merchant, away from her former husband, but it was too late. She was spotted by the little hands that floated underneath the water and were unable to be saved. And rage filled the villages. And there she was, screaming, screaming, no, I didn't mean to do it, no. Stones were thrown. Faces were smashed. And there she died at the bank. Lost, terrified, and confused. And now she grasps for any children at the banks of her river, desperate to find her own.
angry and ashamed. La Llorona.
You tell that story so beautifully. You really do. I mean, sometimes when tellers are in the studio, I'm always amazed. The most fun part is to watch a storyteller like you with such a skill set. Let that story unfold in front of you. And none of you can watch Brenda tell the story, obviously. But, you know, one of the beautiful things about radio, and a lot of people don't realize this is a very intimate medium because most of the people who listen to us are alone. They're not sitting around a bunch of people, right? Mm-hmm. They're chilling out. They're in the car. They're having dinner. They're doing whatever. And you tell that story as if one person is seated in front of you. You have that marvelous skill at really engaging a mass audience, but getting us to feel like we're only one. And that story is so beautifully told. It is a scary, scary tale. And, you know, it reminds me of the boogeyman. I know it reminds you of the boogeyman, too. And the boogeyman is really, it started off as a Hungarian tale, but I just wanted to share a couple of notes with you, because the boogeyman is the living embodiment of all that children fear. It's really a very generic, scary icon. It's a word used to convey the generic, scary person who lurks under a child's bed or peeks through the crack of the closet. And although many versions really exist with the boogeyman, just like La Llorona, it's the Czech version that I find the most frightening. There once was a dastardly creature that resembled a man who hid in the riverbanks, making sounds like a lost baby to lure adults as well as children. And I know it makes me shiver too, but remember, this is an evolving character. So in Scotland, the Bogart was a malicious fairy who causes personal calamities. And it's just amazing how these evolve, and I thought you might appreciate that as well as our listeners, because folk tales have some semblance of truth from the standpoint that they try to keep cultures and traditions alive. And I know you're a folk tale lover, and so am I, and it never fails to amaze me how each folk tale, regardless of version, has its own life. And that is just so, I think, so marvelous. This is Hank Rubicek with Shannon McKerchy and guest teller Brenda Valdivia on So What's Your Story on 90.1 FM Houston. And we want to keep it that way. And if you do too, and I think you do, I hope you do, then give us a call at 713-526-5738 and let us know that you support the innovative programs that you tune into every day on KPFT, because I don't want you tuning into the radio to hear, that's right, silence. And you deserve the best radio can offer. It's a weekly habit I know you can't shake. So please give us a call at 713-526-5738 KPFT. Get those CDs from Scott Bumgardner and Sheila Starks-Phillips, the two that Shannon was talking about a little bit earlier, two prize-winning CDs for $75. Or become a member of a Houston Storytellers Guild for a year with a $100 donation. And believe me, that is a bargain, because you will become a member for life. The Guild is our proud sponsor. And they hold their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 at the Multi-Service Center at 1475 West Gray. Like Brenda, who happens to be a member, the Guild has some scary members, and they're going to prove it to you for free when they tell ghost stories tomorrow evening, Halloween, at 7 o'clock at Marmion Park. That's 18th and Heights Boulevard. Beautiful, beautiful little gazebo. So bring your blankies to cover your head when you get really scared. And Brenda, you're not going to be telling a story there, are you?
I'm afraid not, but I strongly encourage people to go.
Yeah, you like being a member. I mean, that's a leading question. I'm sorry, but you're always there and you're always so participative. I have to think that you love it there,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're such a great member. We appreciate it. You know, the Houston Storyteller site is a place where you find all sorts of wonderful things about storytelling. They are at www.houstonstorytellers.org. And be sure to visit the So What's Your Story Facebook page to check out Shannon's terrific work, and you're going to find it very easy to like it on your way out. KPFT, folks, is about open expression, broadcast integrity, and human dignity. That's what you're paying for. So give up a couple cups of coffee and do what that wonderful flame of folks did a few minutes ago, and get your change together, and please, please, give us a call at 713-526-5738, because KPFT is like no other place on the dial.
Hank.
Yes?
Would you accept a little donation from Exxon?
A little donation from Exxon?
Well, apparently, one of your donors.
I can't. Now, listen. Now, Bob, you got to be joking because this is the corporate icon in the world.
And this is listener-sponsored radio.
I love that.
This is not a plug for Exxon.
No, I believe you.
But this person apparently is affiliated with Exxon somehow.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, we have that thing of corporate match.
Okay, all right, okay.
And she wanted your listeners to know about that. So her donation will be matched by a corporation. And to that, I want to thank Tom and Jackie for calling in tonight.
Oh, Tom, Jackie, I love you guys.
We're a very
thank
generous
you.
Donation.
Thank you.
And I want to give you a little correction. That wasn't Robin. It was Raybin.
Raybin.
Yeah,
Raybin.
That I said earlier.
Okay.
So
thank you, Raybin.
Raybin.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. You guys rock.
And the number to call, 713-526-5738. Thank you, Hank.
Bob, thank you so much. Have another donut. They're out there. You deserve it, man. Thank you so much. That's about all we're paid here, our donuts. And we do it for passion. We do it because this is the right thing to do. You are the storytellers, the one who share tales of magic and miracle, and I love all of you for it. To an extremely talented Brenda Valdivia, I want to thank you for getting us into a very chilling mood. We're going to get back. We're going to get you back here, okay?
Absolutely.
I promise.
Thank
we're
you.
Not done yet, but just wanted to let you know. But tell us in about 10 seconds, that this is a tough one, I know. Why storytelling?
It's an instant connection with someone else, and honestly, I'm not saying that you're going to become immortal if you donate, but I'm not also going to say it's going to hurt your chances.
Well, I have to tell you something. I love you for saying that because I know that I have always believed that storytelling is transformative. In a way, it is immortal. You know, we tell stories that people remember. They remember us because of the stories, the personal narratives, the connections that we have. And, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I know that we have all sorts of wonderful memories about Halloween. Shannon, quick question. Your favorite candy?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Oh, come on.
Gum. I'm sorry. I'm not a candy person.
You know
person.
What? I am really sorry that I asked you that question.
I know.
Forget I asked that question. Gum? Are you serious?
I'm not good with candy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. Okay. Well, in the meantime, we're just about out of time, and Shannon's going to get us started with some kind of a ghostly tune coming up,
I
believe.
Yes.
What do you got for us? A little bit? Let's hear it. What do we got? Oh, is that... I think that is...
A classic.
That is a classic. Oh, my God. Ghostbusters, the perfect tune to remind you that Scooter's up next. With the inner side to complete the backside of this Power Hour and KPFT, make 90.1 a part of every day while you're driving home, turning in for the night, or just chilling. Join us every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story? And ease into the weekend right. Keep loving a great story. And I'm going to keep bringing them to you. You have a fun Halloween, but most importantly, make it a safe one. Get to Skyline Screamers tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Marmion Park. Be good to each other. I'm Dr. Hank reminding you, Michael, it's never too late to live happily ever after. Peace. Shannon, let's crank it up for Scooter.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed.